Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. That was very energetic of you.
Huh. Okay.
Well, are you feeling energetic today?
Not particularly.
No, I was like, yeah. How are you doing today, then, if it's not energetic?
Solidly adequate.
Okay, all right. Do you have a nerd thing from this past week that is making you solidly adequate?
No, you go first, and then I'll think about it.
Okay, we did a hot wing challenge.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, did I just take your nerd thing?
It was both our nerd things, so
okay.
There you go.
Yes,
yeah,
yes, it was. Yep, I made it 11 out of 12.
Yeah, so the local brewery had a hot wings challenge, mm-hmm. and the first few were tasty and delicious, so they were just free wings.
Yep.
And then they moved into some spicier stuff from a local general store,
yeah,
that does
specialty hot sauces,
like homemade hot sauces, mm-hmm. and stuff. And some of them were pretty good, and some of them were pretty spicy, and some of them were pretty good and spicy.
And one was not good.
No, and then all the ones from there were good.
No, except one. I didn't like one of them.
Oh, I thought they were all good. And then we had two from actual hot ones.
Yes.
Two different kinds of the last dab. I guess they've gone through different last
I guess
dabs.
So.
But those didn't taste very well. The second one was okay.
Which was number 12
12. Yeah, because they kind of just... they tried to make them spicier and spicier.
Yeah.
But the worst one was number 11.
And that's the one that got me out.
The last dab, Thermageddon, is what it's called. You can buy it online if you want to torture yourself. it didn't taste good.
No.
And it kind of hurt a lot.
Yeah, it was... really spicy, but more than that, it just didn't taste good.
Yeah, it like kind of turned my stomach.
Yeah,
the other
too.
One was really spicy, but didn't. It tasted fine.
Yeah, I think if they had swapped them, I could have made it to 12.
Yeah,
but I had that 11, and it turned, and the smell of it turned my stomach. And then I had a bite, and it turned my stomach. And then I was like, I'm not doing the rest of this, and then another one that's just this bad or worse.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I was worried.
Yeah, you looked at number 12 for a little bit before you
went. Not feeling so great, but actually number 12 helped because while it was still very very spicy, it
would
taste
better.
Better.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's okay. There were some really good ones that I hadn't had before. Prior to that, and so I was very happy. We walked home. Well, we didn't walk home. We drove home with a bottle of dill pickle hot sauce.
Yeah, and which was
great.
Tasty.
Yep.
There was quite a few tasty hot sauces.
Yes. I like that one.
My stomach was a little upset the next day.
Yeah,
but
we have not opened the new hot sauce.
It was a good time.
It was fun, yeah.
And maybe one day we should do a hot ones version of a podcast.
Sure. Absolutely. We'll try it. Why not? I'm up for anything.
Because I think that's fun, and it could be funny to mm-hmm. try and podcast while you're
crying.
Your face is burning.
And they got a picture of me with a single tear rolling down my cheek.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yes, that was fun, and it was like a little mini adventure that we had here
but
at home.
I did eat them all, and mm-hmm. I won free beer and pizza.
Yep.
Yay.
And I got the free beer. But I didn't get the pizza
because
I got pity beer because I tapped out. But I did get a cool pin and a hat that says, well, it was a paper hat that said loser, but it came with a pin that I really like, and it says, but did you die? And I was like, the pin is awesome. It's worth it.
you didn't. Almost, though.
Yeah, it was kind of touch and go there for a little bit, but I didn't actually die. So anyway, that was a fun thing that we did.
Yeah, that was a good one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is what I was thinking of earlier. I just couldn't remember.
Yeah. And then you were playing video games and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
So your brain was probably going, video games.
Oh, yeah. Video games.
I have another nerd thing.
Mm.
The date. So Dreamlight Valley just did a Switch 2 update.
Yeah, it actually is a Switch
yep.
2 game.
It is a Switch 2 game now. And I haven't gone on it yet because I want to go on it when I have, like, a stretch of time. And because one of my favorite things that they did is they finally upped the limit for because Switch 2 can have more items now. Switch
yeah.
had the lower item limit.
Well, because the original Switch console is very low powered
mm-hmm.
compared to other consoles, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And now Switch 2 is way more powerful than Switch 1, but it's still probably not as good. But it'll work. It's able to run the game with more items. That's why that limit was there.
Maybe while I'm editing this, I will turn it on and give it a go.
Breaks your... you don't want it to break your Switch.
Or exactly.
Have it catch on fire.
And there is going to be a Dreamlight Valley update that they announced the date, and it's not this coming week, but it's the week after, and I'm very happy because I'm on Easter break then, and my favorite princess growing up, other than Belle, was Pocahontas, and she's coming to the game on that day.
Hooray!
So guess how much other stuff I'm getting done that day.
A lot.
No. A
lot. Did I guess badly?
You guessed. You had a 50-50 shot.
Shoot.
You have chosen poorly.
Darn. Oh, well.
Yeah, what are you drinking?
I am drinking gin again.
Oh, shocker.
It's a theme with me. Usually either...
That actually, you should just have that on a shirt. I am drinking gin again.
Yeah, I should. But this time it's mixed with like... you said vanilla bubble?
It's berry vanilla.
Berry vanilla.
Yeah.
Is it the...
Mario one.
Is it the Mario one?
Yeah, it's one of the Mario ones.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's coming out very soon.
Yeah.
They've let it drop that Star Fox is going to be in it as well.
I did not hear that. Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look at that. Jumping ahead to the news that you're doing right there.
Whoops.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, the first one was much better than it had any right to be, so I'm actually looking forward to this one. Hopefully it's also good.
I don't know. It looks fun.
Yeah, I like fun.
Yeah.
I am drinking the last of the peach white claws that we had in the fridge.
Oh, those are delicious.
They are delicious. I should just get more.
Yeah, probably. It is sparkling, tasty beverage season coming up here.
Yeah,
despite the weather that has been in the past week with all the snow and whatnot.
But it's been doing the thing where it snows and then it melts.
Yeah.
And then it snows and it melts. But it is not melting as fast as it was snowing. So it has reaccumulated a little bit.
Don't care for it.
No, I agree. I am done with it. Finally, we have a new show that has come out.
Yay!
Episode 1 of Daredevil Born Again, Season 2, spoiler-free gut reaction. Brandon, what did you think?
Even more so now, it's not really Season 2 of a new show. It is like Season 6.
5, 6, yeah.
Of the Netflix show. Like, it is just the Netflix show now. Which is good, because...
Mm-hmm. Those were great.
The problem with Born Again Season 1 was they started off trying to do something new and then like switched it up halfway through,
right.
And so it was uneven.
When they switched the writers, you can really tell.
Yeah. This one, well, there's only been one episode, so you can't really say for sure, but this one feels like they're just going all in. And they're going for that TVMA rating.
Oh, sure. They sure are.
pretty hard.
Yeah, there's no question on this one. There's the F-bombs and violence. And,
a lot, yeah.
Yeah, just, yeah. It's
which is,
TVMA.
It's good.
Just, I have no problem with that. It's not lying about what it's doing. Like, yeah, that's what the rating is.
I think there's space for more mature superheroes.
Absolutely. Clearly, we love it.
And there's space for Ms. Marvel, which is younger skewing.
Well, how's this? I love Deadpool and Wolverine, and I love Ms. Marvel.
Yeah.
And that can exist at the same time.
And I would like to see Ms. Marvel meet Deadpool, and that'd be weird.
That would be weird. But hey, we have Spider-Man meeting Punisher, so...
Yes, we did.
That's not quite the same, but it is a half step away.
We do get that, yes.
Well, let's head to the news. Disney A News Update. Random news.
Yeah, that's the section.
That is the news
of what we are talking about. Sounds like you're stalling. Are you stalling? Are you unprepared? Did your mind get blown by your blind date this week or something?
Oh man, Brandon. A little bit, but We did get menus released for an After Dark event.
Oh, yeah. I saw the Disney Channel one or whatever. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And then the other thing is they announced who's going to be inducted as a Disney legend. So I'll go through that list. But first of all, I'm not going to go through the whole menu because we are not going to the After Dark, the Disney Channel After Dark event.
No, we probably never will.
No, nope, probably
the,
not.
The menu actually looks really good.
I know. You sent it to me and I was like, what the heck? I want stuff off of here. Were there any just standouts right off the off
first?
The bat?
First and foremost, it is the very special cheesy, spicy corn dog thing.
Yes.
It looks messy as heck.
Yeah.
So I don't.
There's
know
actually a couple of these things that look messy as heck, and I wonder if that's like, hey, '90s, early 2000s, like snacky, like gooey, cheesy.
Yeah.
Vibe.
Like they looked at the Goofy movie with the Leaning Tower
yes.
of Cheesa and put it on top of a corn dog with
fair.
Like hot Cheetos.
Yep.
I don't know.
Maybe that very well could be.
But yeah, that looks delicious, and I would eat it, and I would just use a napkin or something.
Or 20. Didn't you have a 20 napkin burger
I
once?
Did
was
eat
that what it was called, or a 12 napkin burger?
No, I ate a burger that was called a 20 napkin burger because it was massive. Like there's burgers that are that size that are like a challenge at other restaurants.
And this one you were just like,
I just ordered it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You're like, yeah, okay. So this would be kind of the same idea.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying. Yeah, there's like some and also I don't want to try this, but it caught my eye. There's like weird colors of food. There was a mixed berry cheesecake tart that is like neon blue.
Yeah, and they have a neon blue churro as well.
Oh yeah,
that's like Buzz Lightyear themed.
Okay, that must be why Buzz Lightyear themed. Because I was like, why is it neon?
Just for fun. That's fine.
I did want to mention your corn dogs. I don't know if you said, though, were from Little Red Wagon.
Yes. Where the corn dogs come from.
Where the
from.
Corn dogs live. Yeah. The good corn dogs. Well, I mean, they're all good corn dogs.
Those are the original good ones. And then, but in DCA, Corn Dog Castle is just as good,
yes.
I would say. So,
yeah.
But that this is Disneyland specific.
Yeah, exactly. So Peanut Trapped from Red Rose Tavern.
Yeah, that was...
I had to look it up now, but that's where it's from.
That's the one I picked out for you. It's a dessert, but it's like peanut butter and chocolate.
Yeah, with like, there's like an ice cream that looks like an Oreo ice cream drizzled in peanut butter with Oreo topping.
Oh, okay.
Like, does that not look...
It's ice... Yeah, I don't... Because it's from Red Rose Tavern, and I thought it was like more similar to the gray stuff.
Oh, maybe it is gray stuff, because it doesn't have a description at the one I'm looking at.
Anyway.
And it doesn't matter because we're not getting it, but... That would be absolutely amazing.
The flavor profile is very you, so there you go.
Yes, that would be the one
that
I'd want.
I'm getting
the most.
Hungry. We're talking about
food. Sorry. But there were some D23 announcements, and of them, I did want to mention the who has been announced as going to be a Disney legend.
Legend.
Because we're fans of some of these folks here. Okay, so I'm not saying this is exclusive, but these were the ones that they had on their Instagram page. So we have at least the ones that we're going to make mention of. But there was Chris Berman from television, Jerry Bruckheimer, most notably. His Disney link is Pirates.
Yeah, he's a producer extraordinaire, makes a lot of action-type things. But yeah, Pirates.
Well, and I guess he did National Treasure, which is also Disney.
Right, yeah.
But, I mean, Pirates is the...
Now it's Disney.
Yes, exactly. It's Disney now, yes.
Those National Treasure movies are actually pretty good.
They're
I was skeptical, but...
No, they're straight up... They know what they're doing, and they do it. Like, I think they're fun. I'd watch those again.
Yeah.
But like, oh yeah, let's watch one of those. Like, not a...
Yeah,
they're fine.
It's pretty good.
Very popcorn movie-ish.
Yeah, pretty good.
We also have Susan Egan, I think. She's the voice of Meg from Hercules. She is very involved in the Disney company, and she's done like work on Disney Broadway as well. Then we have Eric Goldberg, who does animation, has been drawing, well, anyone from the Genie to Phil. He likes his like round guys. We have Anne Hathaway is now going to be a Disney legend.
Not really known for her Disney stuff specifically,
but has had a few big ones. She did the live action Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
And then Devil Wears Prada is now at Disney.
True.
But the big thing is Princess Diaries.
Yes.
And that's like very Disney.
Which is.
Yes. That's so good. Yeah,
that on its own does it, I'm sure.
It would, yes, absolutely. Maybe just not like this year, but it would eventually, yeah. Bob Iger, now that he is officially retired, is going to be.
Yeah, which makes sense. That's how these like Hall of Fame things work. You can't really. I'm surprised they didn't do it when he retired the first time, actually.
That's true. Maybe they had a hint that.
Yeah.
Maybe he was still on the board or something then.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't remember.
I don't either, but.
He must be a fake fan.
He did a lot of work for the Disney company.
Oh, he did. Mm-hmm.
Like, when his retirement was officially announced, they had, like, a little clip of, like, all his accomplishments, and it was just, like, buying a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And opening a bunch of parks.
Yeah.
Because he, like, the number of Disney parks in the world... like doubled over his tenure,
which is crazy, but it's because he was for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then he bought Pixar.
Yeah,
like
that's how far back he
bought Pixar, he bought Marvel, he bought Lucasfilm,
yes,
and he bought Fox. Like,
but I mean, like,
crazy.
That is crazy because Pixar was obviously the first one,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, wow, that was a long time ago. And yeah.
It was a long time ago, and you don't even think of Pixar as being separate from Disney.
No,
at all.
I mean, like, we said before, they were pretty closely tied. Yes.
Even when they weren't
mm-hmm.
owned, but mm-hmm. it's a good legacy as a CEO. Like,
yeah,
that,
for sure.
Like,
there are a few CEOs of big companies that have mm-hmm. a litany of accomplishments like that.
Yeah, no, that's the amount of time he was around, like, CEOs, Chapek is more of what a CEO's lifespan
yeah.
is. I mean, that was pretty short, but, like, they're tossed out.
They have a shelf life. pretty short shelf life.
Yeah, like an avocado. They have a shelf life of an avocado.
Between the hours of 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. Yeah, on Saturday, yeah. And that's it. Kim Irvine is going to be, and I had to explain to you who this was. She is an Imagineer, first of all, but she famously is the daughter of the original Madame Leota, and she does the Leota at Christmas time as yeah. well. That's like her front-facing work that you would know, other than her quick stint on Muppet's Haunted Mansion.
Right.
Where she plays Kim, who comes and cleans Pigota.
Pigota. Yes.
Dwayne Johnson.
Also known as...
The Rock.
The Rock. There you go.
So, yes, he is in Moana, obviously, as Maui. But he was also in the live-action Jungle Cruise.
Yeah, which was okay.
Yeah, and you know, they have their little, like, blurb about what they've done. And he's done some other stuff that Disney owns. But it's because he's Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And he did... Moana.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
that's
how he
is.
Maui is a pretty cool
mm-hmm.
character, and he's doing the live action version.
Mm-hmm.
the initial looks at the live action version don't seem so good, but.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't
anyway.
Know. I'm excited for the Tangled live action, and it's not that I like the animated Tangled better than the animated Moana. It's. The way it sounds and looks right now.
Yeah, I don't know. We haven't seen anything from Tangled yet,
no.
other than the cast. But
which,
yeah,
yep. I'm gonna come back to Moana actually.
Well, before we leave, I just want to mention that we're talking about Dwayne.
Yes.
There's a new comedy wrestler in like the world wrestling, the professional wrestling, and he was. He's kind of goofy. His whole shtick is that he's a really awkward vampire guy.
Okay.
Like, he's got his face painted. Anyway, he's a comedy guy, and he was referring to The Rock as The Rock, or Rock the Dwayne Johnson. he's like, when do I get to meet Rock the Dwayne Johnson?
Oh, boy.
No, I just thought that was, like, really funny.
That is funny.
Yeah.
Well, that is funny. Good for him. That's clever.
Yeah.
I like it.
This guy just premiered very recently, and he's like one of the most popular wrestlers now because he's just...
I'm going to have to look him up just because he's so goofy ridiculous, fun. I do like the goofy, ridiculous aspects. Like, if I'm watching something like that, that's what
professional wrestling is by nature goofy.
Yeah, so embrace the ridiculous.
When they embrace, like, yeah, you can have some serious stuff too, because, like, it's entertainment or whatever.
Sure.
But when it's goofy, that's when I like it.
Yeah, I agree. It's the only time I like it. The Jonas Brothers...
Yeah.
Are being inducted.
Well,
yay, Camp Rock.
Yeah, they're Camp Rock.
But also, the Jonas Brothers Christmas special was, like, so much better than it had any right to be.
I might have to watch
you
that
might.
Next
it's
Christmas.
It's, like, very self-referential.
I think you watched it while I was on the computer.
You
and
did.
I kind of, like, saw some clips over your
shoulder.
It was
shoulder. Really funny.
There was, it seemed okay. It
yeah.
Better than I would have expected.
It's, like, cheesy, but in the way that, like, it knows it's very cheesy and it, like, comments on that it is.
Maybe with enough eggnog... next
there
holiday
you go.
Season
yeah.
I will enjoy it.
You actually I honestly think you will, because I was never a Jonas Brothers fan. I actually didn't mind Camp Rock, but I was a little too old. Love Me My Boy Bands and everything like that. I was just like,
yeah,
the previous iteration.
We weren't the right age for
no.
the Jonas Brothers,
and
obviously.
So I was just like, whatever. And I put it on, I think, because I was
not the right gender.
No, also that.
For the Jonas Brothers.
Because I put it on because just whatever, I was doing something else at the time. It was so funny, I literally cried in places.
Because
it just, it makes fun of itself the whole time.
That's good.
Like, they make fun of...
Because it's newer, so it would have to...
Yeah,
like
it came out last year.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, and then the two that I'm most excited for. Speaking of Moana...
Bob Chapek. Oh,
no.
Oh, okay.
Lin-Manuel Miranda is being inducted to the... as a Disney legend... Wrote a lot, actually. Great songs. But I also forget, he's in... The Return of Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
The second Mary Poppins movie.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, was really fun and good in that.
I have not seen it.
I really enjoyed
you.
It.
But
I really enjoyed
he's
it.
He's a very talented fellow. He wrote a lot of songs for...
Yep.
Encanto
and
Moana.
And the live... Wait, the second live-action Lion King, which we didn't see.
He did a new song for that one as well. And then, of course, Disney did... put
Hamilton
on Disney Plus.
And that is in his thing. I almost messaged you because my student teacher was teaching my the drama classes right now, and I was listening to her talk to give some instructions to the junior high drama kids, and I was just sitting there making my notes and stuff, and then I overheard one group challenging each other to speak only in Hamilton quotes for the rest of the day. And I was like, these kids are cool. I could do it.
For the rest of the day.
Well, to be fair, it was the second last class of the day. So, like...
Till...
I'm sure they meant till the bell.
Okay. It's fairly limited.
Yeah. And then... But they started, and then they stopped right away.
Yeah.
Because one girl was like, why? Who's asking? Oh, well, sure, sir. But then they kept, like, trying to go with the same, and I was like, no, you gotta, like, mix it up, guys. You can't just go the same thing. But they were, like, in junior high, and it all fell apart.
as things do when you're in junior high.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And then the last name that they had a little clip for is Alan Tudyk, who we were just talking about last week, actually, because we were talking about the new Firefly animated series. And, oh my goodness, has this dude done voices for Disney. Yes, he did Hey Hey.
He did.
First of all.
Which is hilarious because Hey Hey doesn't say anything. He just screams.
Have you ever watched him do recordings for Hey Hey? It's literally just him in the sound booth, like, making faces and...
Yeah, and just screaming.
But he also, of my favorite, was he did K2 for Rogue One.
Which is
And then
amazing.
Did come back to do Andor voice for K2 as well. But he also did King Candy...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that. I knew that in Wreck-It Ralph.
In Wreck-It Ralph.
Two.
In the first one. King Candy's in the first one.
Really?
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Okay.
And then he also did Lord Wesselton from Frozen.
Yes. Yeah,
yep.
That's right. Yeah,
and
I knew that.
He did someone from Zootopia or Zootopia 2, but I don't remember. It might be Zootopia 2, so I don't
I think
know
he
yet.
Did something from Zootopia 2.
Yeah, but anyway, he just does voices like crazy. Of course, my favorite is K2.
Yeah,
but
that's like my second favorite droid. Actually,
I was literally just talking about that. I was talking about that when we were talking Star Wars and droids and things like that. Yeah. I was trying to explain all the different droids.
Because you can't beat R2.
And that's what I said. I said R2 is my favorite, and then probably K2. Mm. And then, honestly, I have such a soft spot for C-3PO.
Yeah, I never liked him growing up because he was annoying.
You're not supposed to, though. No, he's supposed to be annoying.
But, like...
And, of course, hearing... which we get to do again, hearing the actor speak was like...
Like, it's just good. And it's, like, part of the original trilogy. I mean, it's important.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
And then you also like, what's his face from the games?
Oh, BD.
Yeah, you said that he's probably the most helpful one after...
R2.
R2. Mm-hmm. Not like Chopper, who just commits war crimes.
Yeah, Chopper causes problems.
I get that people find him fun.
He's not incompetent like C-3PO, but he's a problem.
Yeah, he is a problem. And BB-8's cute. Like, yeah. I like BB-8. I think he's cute. I have no problem with him. But, I mean, I like K2 is just so awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, congratulations to all those.
He also kind of commits war crimes, but, like, in a good way.
K2?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's, like, aware of it and has a witty little quip about it as well. But it's so problematic to think about droids having morals.
I don't know if they have morals. They do what they're programmed to do, but...
And K2 was programmed to sacrifice...
Yeah.
To help... He didn't believe in a cause or anything.
No.
But he knew Cassian did.
Mm-hmm. And it was programming.
I don't know.
I don't know. You don't want to get too deep into the ethics of droids
in the Star Wars universe.
That's what I'm saying.
I was like, I don't know, because that's a little...
Because they are sentient creatures, but they're...
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. moving on. That's what we're talking about today.
Yeah, so that was the news I had, other than, like we said, there's a live-action Moana trailer.
Yeah.
And that's about my news.
Wow.
Okay. Let's
You too can see Rock the Dwayne Johnson in a really terrible wig.
Yes. It's, I don't know. Maybe they're still cleaning it up. Let's go to the main topic.
Disney Plus and chill.
Okay. Brandon, have you ever wanted to talk to fish?
Sure.
Okay, because that's what the blurb here says this movie is about, but it's not.
Oh.
It lied.
Okay.
I mean, like, not really. Okay, so you made me watch for Blind Date with Disney.
Yeah.
The 13th year.
Yeah.
Why did you pick this?
Well, it was between this... And like a Frankie Muniz movie from around the same time. Well, maybe a little later. I don't know. I don't know when this was from.
No, 1999.
Yeah, it was about the same time period. Okay. And I decided to go with this because, like, I want to go swimming.
Okay.
It's like almost summertime.
The main character goes swimming a lot in this.
Yeah. I got that from the screenshot.
Okay. Are you ready to hear about... The 13th year.
First of all, why is it called the 13th year?
Oh, it's just that is actually an important plot point.
Oh, okay. So we're going to get to that.
We are. But I'm going to tell you the blurb because it's wrong on two accounts and there's only two parts to it.
Right.
Cody learns he can communicate with fish as he nears his 13th birthday.
Right.
Okay.
So he's first not of all, 13 and he can't communicate with fish.
Most of it is after he has turned 13.
Right.
In fact, nothing happens as he nears his 13th birthday. It's only after he turns 13.
Okay.
Okay. So we open, first of all...
He's still near it when he turns.
13, yeah, but when you say when someone nears it, it's like you're approaching it. Yeah, that happens in like the first 10 minutes.
Okay.
Like there's nothing that happens at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready? Just like buckle up here.
You seem annoyed about this, the synopsis.
Okay, well, it was inaccurate on two accounts, so there were only two parts of it.
It's just a synopsis.
Yeah, but it's wrong. Okay, are you ready?
Well, you can write a strongly worded letter to the intern that wrote the synopsis for Disney
Plus.
Who
probably never watched this, and he is luckier than I. Okay. You told me that you are trying to beat your current standing for worst blind date with Disney movie ever.
I'm on a quest to beat The magical gourd.
Yeah, the secret of the magic gourd.
Oh.
It had a really long name.
Okay. Yeah. I want to find a worse movie than
I
that.
I don't think it exists. This was not good though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well we're getting close then.
Okay. So, we open 13 years before most of the plot.
Right. Cuz he and it's like Barry White's plan and his parents are
Mm-mm.
no.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Nope. And we close. Open with water. Close. And then we have a mermaid swimming along. And I was like, is the mermaid going to meet a human dude? And that's how this kid is born. And then he can talk to fish. Nope.
That would have made sense.
It would have.
Yeah.
But she actually has.
And he had the Barry White part.
Could have. Yeah, yeah, exactly. She is carrying a little baby. And she's like smiling along. And
is she murdering the baby? Because that's like usually what mermaids do.
Well, this one is not.
Oh.
But I was a little concerned at the beginning because the first thing that happens is she goes under this fishing boat and this guy's like half asleep.
Does the baby have legs?
We don't know. It's all wrapped up.
Oh, okay. Swaddled baby.
Swaddled baby.
Under the water, though.
Under the water. Yeah, smiling at mommy. We get this idea that it's mommy.
It is mommy.
Yes.
Not a kidnapping situation.
Not as a kid. Well, you're not sure to begin with, but the baby's like wrapped in like kelp and like very...
Oh, like sushi.
Oh, yeah. Like, she's going to make him into sushi.
Ah, perfect.
This is a very pretty...
Now, I told you not to stop talking about food.
You brought up sushi.
Sushi now.
Okay. So, and she's all happy and stuff, and baby's, like, cooing along, and they're looking at each other. It's very, like, nice. So, if this is a kidnapping, it's, like, not an upsetting one just yet. Okay.
Is there air bubbles?
No.
So, they're just...
Breathing.
Not breathing?
I don't think there's air bubbles. You might be thinking too much about specific details.
I am, yes, okay. Yes.
Can I... This is not even 30 seconds into this.
Okay.
Like very long. Okay. So she goes under this fishing boat. This guy's asleep. He wakes up. He gets all flummoxed because he thinks there's a fish. And he's following her on the fish finder. And she's like, oh my goodness, fisherman is trying to get me.
Yeah.
Now, for some reason, she keeps like breaking the water with her tail. So he keeps following her very easily. So this is like on her. But then she looks and she sees there's a boat sitting, a different like little boat sitting by like a, I don't know, something in the water anyway. So she goes and she hides behind it. And it has like something like a little basket on kind of near the edge. So she puts the baby in there and then she like goes to draw the fishing boat away. And she does that, and then she, like, pops up and waves at him. And he starts freaking out that he saw a mermaid, and then, like, drives into some rocks, but don't worry, he's fine. Nobody died. But I was like, oh my god, is he gonna, like, kill this baby's mom, like, immediately? That's pretty dark. No. She goes back to get
wouldn't be the first time in
right,
a Disney movie.
Exactly. But she goes back to get the baby, and the boat's gone.
Gasp.
Right.
So
and
there
is
a kidnapping at the beginning.
Yes. So, okay. But what it is it's a couple and they're talking about how they just moved out there and they're trying to open up like a little boat tour company and it's not going
and hey
well.
free baby
basically and they're like oh my goodness this baby's crying they really freak out but they get to the shore and you can hear them talking and she's like maybe we should keep it and he's like we can't do that it's not like a dollar bill you found on the ground so it's like a human baby and I'm like at least they had that conversation and weren't just like free baby
I don't know but finders keepers
the dad is Uncle Joey from Full House
oh okay
yeah I was like huh okay who used to date Alanis Morissette
oh wow
yeah.
Fun fact
yeah and she apparently wrote the song You Oughta Know about him which is like way too much of a fun sexy song to be linked up with Uncle Joey but anyway
okay.
Wait, Joey's the dorky one, right? Jesse's the cool... Stamos. Jesse
John
is Stamos.
Stamos.
Okay.
It's
Joey.
I did not watch Full House. Right. You're losing me.
It is not Stamos. It is the other one.
The other one. The blonde one.
Dave What's-His-Face.
The blonde one.
Yes.
Yeah.
So anyway...
That's who I thought you meant.
But yes.
I don't know what their names are.
So anyway, then it pops up. So Mom Mermaid is watching the couple walk off with her baby on shore now. She's like, uh-oh. But she doesn't talk. She doesn't talk through the whole movie.
Did she sell her voice?
She might have sold her voice.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe.
But she could walk then, I suppose. Oh, no,
no,
she
can't
it,
walk.
Sold it for something else, maybe?
Maybe she sold it for something else. Maybe she sold it for the baby.
Oh. Hmm. I smell a prequel.
Oh, God, I hope not. Jump forward 13 years. You can tell because it says 13 years later.
Ah.
Yep. And now we have...
Did it have the SpongeBob voice?
13 years later.
In my mind, it had the SpongeBob voice.
Yeah. But as they're walking, she's like, you know, I've always loved the name Cody. And then it opens with the first boat was called Tiki, and this one's called the Tiki 2. And they're yelling for Cody to come help, and Cody do this. And it's
Cody.
Customers, but the boat's, like, not doing well. I think the engine is dead. And he has a swim meet. So he has to get to the swim meet. So he runs to try and catch the ferry, and then the ferry leaves without him. So then he swims to catch up with the ferry.
I was going to say, why doesn't he just swim?
He does. But the whole point is nothing is weird now. He just is on the school swim team.
Right.
The middle school swim team. So he gets there, like, just as his race is about to start, and they do really well. And then you meet, like, his kind of frenemy. Do you guys have frenemies?
Generally not.
Okay, well, this is a frenemy. Because they're supposed to be friends, but they're, like, not nice to each other.
Well, yeah, that is a very girl thing. Men, boys are usually, they're just, like, mean to each other, but, like, in a kidding way.
Yeah, this isn't kidding. Like, the one guy's really a jerk.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's not normal. They would just punch each other.
Yeah, then. Yeah. So I think it's because they're on the same team, and so they're, like, mostly, yeah, like, have to be around each other.
Yeah.
But they also talk, I don't know. Anyway, you also find out Cody has a bit of a girlfriend.
They a bit.
Hold hands, and it's, like, whoa, a big deal.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Holding hands. He has also, hands, though.
He has hands. Oh, yeah. He's human.
He's human.
Right now, he's human.
Okay. This is do we know that it's the baby?
Well, I mean, you can guess because they were talking about naming him Cody. And okay. Now they're calling him Cody.
The Cody was the through line.
And
there.
It's still the parents.
I see. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You like see the parents. Okay. So they see, and you see his parents pretty dorky, but they all, like each other. He also saves, like, the quintessential Disney movie dork. The dork is, like, playing a tuba as part of the school band.
Does he have glasses?
He has glasses, and he's shorter than everyone else. And his name is Jess. Jess becomes important.
Okay.
But he slips and falls into the pool, and he starts yelling that he can't swim. And so they all kind of, like, stand there, including the swim coach, by the way. And then Cody dives in and saves him and pulls him up.
They all wanted him to die.
Well, they're all like, he probably is just faking, like, that kind of thing.
They wanted him to die.
Probably wanted him to die. Especially because he's being weighed down by a tuba, by the way.
Oh, he had his tuba in there.
He had his tuba, yeah.
Tubas don't float very well.
No, it doesn't. And he's upset by this because then he's, like, trying to be nice to Cody and, like, thanking him. And Cody just, like, gets up and walks away. Like, he's not super nice, but he's not, like, a big jerk like the other people are. He's, like, gray area.
He saved the kid, but he's not.
He's not like, oh, he's such a nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he takes off, and the guy was like, and as he looks down, he's like, oh, man, any chance you can get my tuba? And Cody's already gone. Like, he leaves him there, and he's like, okay, well, thanks, I guess. Kind of like that. So next day happens, and you find out that Jess and Cody are going to be lab partners for the whole next unit in bio, in middle school biology class. But what they're going to be learning about is marine biology. And don't worry, Jess says he knows.
That's a very common middle school topic.
Well,
sure.
It's also like they live right by the ocean and it's a very big part of the town.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
But Jess says he knows that he doesn't want to be his partner because they're forced, like, the teacher picked the partners. And he's like, because you're awesome and I'm not. But don't worry, I'm, like, really, like, this is my nerd thing, basically. This is the thing that I really
thought all
like.
all of his things were his nerd
they
thing.
They were, because he said, you know, some nerds pick Star Trek, some pick D&Ds, and he goes through this whole thing, he's like, I pick marine biology. As, like, his super niche nerddom.
Okay. Yeah.
So, then he's like, well, I can't, so they want to get together. He's like, well, I can't get together tomorrow, it's my birthday. And this is important, because then he's like, okay, you can come by.
I'm turning
13. But he's like, you can come by if you want. So then Jess does, and he brings a present. And as he's, like, pulling up on his bike with his present, his friends all start making fun of him.
Oh, yeah.
And they're cool. Like, and so he just, like, gets back on his bike and starts to drive away, and he gives the present to the mom. Because she's like, oh, hey, who are you? And he's like, nah, I'm leaving, and gives the present. And we find the present is 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Yeah, that's a book.
That is a book. Mm. And it's, like, a really pretty covered book, by the way.
It's a cool story.
It is. It is a very cool story. I read it a few years ago. Have you ever actually read it?
Cool old movie, too.
Mm. I've never seen the whole movie. I've seen most of it, but not the whole one.
Yeah.
Also Disney.
Also Disney, yeah, exactly. Yeah. You can, when you go cruising, Speaking of marine biology, and you go to the Disney Private Island, they have a sunken Nautilus.
That's cool.
You can snorkel over top of. It's very cool.
Hopefully you don't see some of the same stuff that you see in this movie.
Hopefully. Maybe. I don't know. Depends on the mermaids, I guess.
The mom's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, okay. So anyway, then the girlfriend corners him in the kitchen.
And she's mad because they haven't held hands for 7 hours.
Pretty close. No, the first weird thing that starts happening is he's always thirsty. He can't get enough water. And every day it gets worse and worse and worse. So that day, his 13th...
At least you know he doesn't have rabies.
Yeah, though, no, he's a very hydrated person. The day before his birthday is when he notices it. On his birthday, he keeps going in and getting more water and more water. His mom's a little crazy and is supposed to be like... She's thought of as being crazy, like, but like quirky crazy. She's very like, she doesn't trust doctors, and she makes him a beet cake for his birthday.
Oh, so she's like a full on anti-vaxxer is what you're saying.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Okay.
She was really a big fan of starting this boat company, so to go against the bourgeois existence, she says.
Okay.
Okay. So anyway, the girlfriend corners them to give him her present, which is a framed picture of herself.
Oh, and then, as one does.
And then she says, that's not your only present, but you don't have to unwrap the next one.
Is she an Animal Crossing character? You have this picture of me? What the heck?
Wait, I love that. Oh, my God. Hey, I love getting that gift from my villagers. Can I tell you something really cool that happened in Animal Crossing
today? No! Okay. That was just an aside joke. You have to move on.
Okay. So anyway, she goes to kiss him, and sparks literally fly. Like, whoa! They got, like, a little static electricity.
She's a witch. Burn her.
She is not a witch.
She's a witch. Burn her.
Why is it her fault, not his? It's his fault. I'm going to where it is his fault.
Oh, he's a witch. Burn him.
Herm.
Yeah, herm.
Okay. So they go, the night ends and everything. He's reading 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea in bed.
Oh,
and
he starts reading it right away.
He does, because his mom was like, oh, and your friend, like, you forgot this present. And so he opens right away and is like, while he's
like,
in
sweet,
bed.
Books.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, that's cool.
That's,
and
so as is very common with a middle schooler in 1999.
Falls asleep immediately.
Oh, well, there you go. But still, like,
but he starts
cracked
having
it open.
The weird dream that he then proceeds to have every night, which is very much like him underwater, and he's able to, like, breathe underwater. And
I have that dream quite a bit, actually.
Okay. I've never had the flying dream, but I often have the breathing underwater dream.
I haven't had a flying dream in a really long time, but yeah, I did breathing underwater.
Yeah, that one I've had. I've never had a flying dream. And I think at first he kind of chalks it up to, well, he was reading this book before bed. That's like how that works, right?
Yeah.
And he always comes in second in their swim meets. He's like really, really
what
good swimmer.
What a loser. You know what they say about second?
It's first loser.
Yeah.
That is also what his frenemy says.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And you're not first, you're last.
So, his girlfriend's also on the swim team.
Does she come in first?
She is first in the girls' events.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where she would compete.
Yeah. So, but they don't actually show very much of the girl events.
It's just like,
it's like real life.
Just like real life.
Okay, so anyway. Then, as the day goes on, he goes and he meets Jess and kind of, like, apologizes. And they're hanging out by the tide pools doing their, like, project. And they decide to make a deal where Jess is going to help him not fail science class, bio class. And he's going to teach him how to swim.
I have a question.
Yes.
How do you fail middle school science class?
I don't know, but he's like, maybe Cody's really dumb.
Seems like it.
I actually do know how you fail middle school science class because I teach in the high school and I've seen kids fail middle school science class. Do you want to know how they do it? You mostly don't do anything.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I think that might be what Cody's doing.
But
actually,
it seems like he is doing stuff, though.
Yeah, and he, like, legitimate, like, he's disappointed when he fails and is, like, he isn't getting tests back with nothing on them or anything.
Yeah, like, yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah,
okay. Anyway. This is a suspension of disbelief moment.
Right.
Okay.
Mermaids.
Yes, okay. Mermaids. So, and he says, but in return, Jess wants him to teach him how to swim. He's like, yep, that sounds great. No problem.
I mean, that is a very important life skill. It's a very
especially
smart thing.
Especially he lives near the water. And, hold on, we haven't met his dad yet.
And he likes marine biology.
And he likes,
it's tough to study marine biology and not knowing how to swim.
And there's another oh, but wait, there's more, but you haven't found it out yet, okay?
Okay.
They go to shake hands, and Jess is like, oh, that's weird. And you find out that his hand, Cody's hand, looks like a rash, except it scales.
Oh.
But then it goes away. So when he gets wet, sometimes, but not all the time, scales appear.
Oh, it's kind of like a Luca situation.
Kind of like a Luca situation. Maybe Luca got their inspiration from this whole movie.
This is actually just...
this is the prequel.
It's the prequel of Luca.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. But only sometimes. Luca, it happens all the time.
Right.
So they're like, oh, that's weird. And then he says the next day he's fine, so whatever. Jess is all excited. He says the only time he's ever heard of that is like in amphibians or fish or anything like not humans anyway, but there's probably other people out there, so don't worry about it too much. And then he says like, well, he does a bunch of research on it cause he's interested in it. And then he says, well, maybe it's kind of like a latent thing. Just like how some people are born still with like part of a tail or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Does Cody know he's adopted?
He knows he's adopted, but you don't know that he knows at this point.
Okay.
And he doesn't know he just knows he's adopted. And they don't know who his birth parents are. That's the only information he has.
Yeah, I was just wondering if he knew he was adopted.
So things keep getting worse, okay? He gets more and more scaly. He starts electrocuting, like there's always shocks coming out of him now. He's holding his girlfriend's hand and her hair starts to go all like electric-y. He's always thirsty. He cannot get enough water. He tells Jess to start running tests on him. And they say, like, so he takes some scales off one of his hands when it's wet. And he says they're identical to fish scales. And he keeps trying to talk to his parents about it. And she's like, oh, we're going to do acupuncture on you. No doctor is going to touch my child.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I care for his mom.
Well, so, and then one day, he also gets stuck to things. Like his hand, sometimes he'll pick up a bottle and he'll have a hard time getting it let go
like
again.
Like Spider-Man.
And that's what Jess says. Oh, you sometimes are like Spider-Man.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. And then, Jess is the one who starts saying, well, like, maybe you have like he says, I've run every test and the only thing I can think of is that you're part mermaid or merman.
That's the conclusion I would have come to as well. Definitely a man of science right there.
Yes, and because he says...
I'm glad that we had an expert on board.
Yeah, and...
But clearly the only explanation.
Well, a big part of it, though, is because you find out Jess is a single father, has a single father, and his dad is the fisherman who saw the mermaid.
Oh, so he believes in mermaids.
Well, we don't know if Jess does, but his dad's like obsessed with him, and the whole town makes fun of him, basically. And because he's always like, he wants to see the mermaid again.
He's a crazy dude.
He's a crazy dude that saw a mermaid, and they're always like, bring her by, I'm having a poker game with Bigfoot later, and like that kind of stuff, right?
Makes sense, yeah.
But he takes it pretty good naturedly, but he's definitely obsessed with mermaids. And he even says... Like, he shows this famous picture that someone swears was of a mermaid to his son. And then he's like, do you believe this was a picture? And he says, of a mermaid? He says, no, that's clearly someone snorkeling from, like, a weird shadow or something of them. And, well, then how can we keep the picture so I know that I'm not the craziest person out there? So he doesn't, like, unilaterally believe in everything. He's very much like he wants to see this mermaid again. That's basically his big focus. So the kid's grown up with a lot of mermaid stuff everywhere.
All right.
Okay. So anyway... We find out that is kind of going on. Cody's girlfriend starts being mad at him because he keeps avoiding her because weird, like sometimes he has fish scales and sometimes he doesn't. He also...
This is a really awkward puberty metaphor,
well,
isn't it?
No. So then he like is sticking to things and he keeps like trying to take his hand off the wall and he ends up like climbing up the wall and he like finds out he can just like...
Like Spider-Man,
up on the ceiling, and so he screams for his parents.
That's what mermaids are known for.
Yes,
wall climbing. Yeah. For
so
sure.
He screams for his parents, and at that point, they finally believe him that something is going on.
Oh, because he's on the wall.
Because he's on the wall, but they still don't think like there's a fish thing going on. They're just like there's something weird going on.
You got bit by a radioactive spider.
Probably their
for
first thought.
Sure.
Mom calls the doctor.
Ah.
Yes. Yeah. Doctor checks him out and says puberty.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, no.
That also makes you climb walls, yeah. For sure. Yeah,
and that's why he's like, well, that doesn't make sense. Like, I understand hair and I understand voice changing. Out of all the puberty changes, this is not the one I was expecting. Jess finds a piece in one of his dad's mermaid books that says, in the 13th year, and that's like the name of the movie.
Oh, that's the name of the movie. Oh, doggy, we're cooking with grease now.
Before that, mermaids can walk on land. But in their 13th year, while they are going through mermaid puberty, basically, they have to be in the water.
What is the evolutionary idea there?
I have no idea. But it is how we explain the movie.
Oh, so the movie can happen.
So the movie can happen.
I see.
Because especially the time frame doesn't really work out. And I'm going to explain why later. So that happens. The parents finally, eventually, kind of believe what's going on. He has to show them some more basic proof, kind of. He basically wets his arm in front of them and shows them that he grows scales when he gets wet. So his big swim meet is coming up and he is forbidden to go swimming by his parents. And Jess,
but he could probably win now.
Well, yeah, he's getting really good at swimming, but they're worried that like every time it gets worse. So they don't want anyone to see him. They're like worried about him ending up like on a talk show or being poked and prodded by science.
Oh, they would the CIA would definitely.
Oh,
take him
totally.
Yeah.
So he agrees not to go and then sneaks out of his room and goes and then wins.
Yeah, because he's a fish now.
Because he's a fish now. But his arms do have gills now.
Gills?
They grow like...
Frills?
Frills, yeah, sorry. Okay. Yeah. Not gills. They grow frills
yeah, okay.
During this swim meet.
I was
and
like,
he's like raising his arms happy and then looks and is like, oh crap, puts his arm down. However, Jess sees, and more importantly, Jess's dad sees this because the whole town's out for the swim meet, right?
Middle school swim meet, couldn't miss event, like one of the biggest things you could ever go to.
It's true.
Hot ticket.
The bully frenemy guy also thinks something's up because he's never lost to Cody before. And so he's like, what are you doing? Taking steroids? Taking like, something's going on, right? Again, middle school swim meet, rife with steroids.
Yeah.
He kind of chases him.
That's actually more reasonable than anything else in this movie.
So Cody takes... Cody realizes that he's been seen. He uses his electric powers. I'm going to explain the electric powers in a minute.
Like electric eel? Is that the idea?
Yes,
okay,
that's it.
Okay.
He asks Jess, he's like, I don't remember Little Mermaid and Ariel causing shocks and stuff.
Ha ha, because it's Disney movie.
But then he's like, no, it's like an electric eel. So... And that was some of the tests and stuff he ran. So he causes, like, a little electric situation to go on. All the lights flicker and the scoreboard sparks and stuff like that. Creates a diversion. He runs away. Bully guy follows him. Luckily, he's also Spider-Man, so he can, like, cling to the wall, the ceiling, and hide from him. His parents come and pick him up, and they're,
from
like...
From the ceiling?
Basically, he runs outside, and they're...
From the ceiling?
From, like, out a window from there, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Huh. Because the bully runs away.
Ah, okay.
He's still looking for him, right? And they can't dry him off as quickly as they could before. So, like, the frills and the scales and stuff won't go away right away. And that's when his girlfriend comes in.
Egads! And she's like...
She's like, heck nah.
Yeah, I'm not dating...
And she's
I'm
like,
not dating no fish boy.
Yep, and so she runs away.
Yeah.
She says, I won't tell anyone, but it's too much, and runs away. He does eventually humanize again. He gets into a fight at school the next day with the bully frenemy guy because he's, like, accusing him of cheating. Things are not going well for Cody, basically. And then he goes out to the cove and watches the water, and he decides to go swimming. He's like, I know this is a bad idea. And while he's out there, it's, like, replaying the same way that it's been in his dream the whole time. And he actually... He has always seen a shadow ahead of him, and now the shadow comes up, and it's his mom, like his mermaid mom.
Mermaid mom!
And now, I also don't remember this in Little Mermaid, but apparently when you, like, your hands get close and you're two mermaids, it, like, creates a glowy thing. I don't know what the purpose was of that.
It was like E.T.
Maybe it was E.T. It was very weird. So then he gets out, and he's like, I'm going to tell the girlfriend, and that'll help, like, explain everything.
Tell her what?
Like, show her that it's his, like, mom and stuff like that. This whole time...
I don't think she cares.
This whole time he's been telling his... And this is where we know that he knows he's adopted. When things start going, like, really weird, like climbing up to the ceiling weird, he tells his parents that he thinks he needs to meet his birth parents because maybe he got, like, some weird genetic thing from them.
Right.
And that is when they're like, we found you on our boat in the middle of the water. And he's like, that's weird. maybe I was like covered in toxic sludge or something. But then they go through and he's like, oh, I'm actually a mermaid. Merman. They always correct it every time. Merman.
Right. Which is correct. Yeah. You can't be a maid if you're a 13-year-old boy.
Exactly. So at the same time that he's got the girlfriend out there, the mom comes swimming up and he's like, that's my mom, my other mom. And then he doubles over in pain and he starts like, he's in pain, like something's not right.
He jumped to that conclusion real fast. It's the first mermaid he saw. Definitely, yeah, my mom.
Probably. Yeah, there wasn't even any question.
Yeah, that's
yeah, strange. Not like weird aunt or anything, just like mom.
Just ma'am.
Yeah, ma'am. So he doubles over and he tells the girlfriend to go get his parents. And then he's covered up with a blanket. And we find out that Jesse's dad, fisherman guy, has been like basically tracking them because he realizes something weird's going on with Cody and he's trying to find the mermaid. So he's like, well, I'm going to use him as bait basically, but he doesn't say that. Mm. And he's just like, it's also part of his like weird mermaid fixation. So he grabs and puts him on his boat. And then Jess shows up and realizes that's his dad's boat going away and Cody's nowhere to be seen. So he goes down to his dad's little dock area and he realizes that Cody's mermaid mom has been following the boat. So it is working like bait, basically. Jess's dad, fisherman man, goes and drops a net on the mom while Cody's like writhing in pain, basically. And he's like, no one's going to laugh at me now. She's proof. I saw a mermaid. No one's going to laugh at me.
Right.
And Cody starts yelling at Jess to help his mom, basically. So Jess grabs a huge knife.
Whoa, that escalated quickly.
Straight up murder. No, I'm joking. And jumps into the
patricide.
Water. Because Cody taught him how to swim.
Oh.
So he jumps into the water.
That was quick.
And it shows him many times not being good at swimming and then like getting a little bit better, but still not actually being good at swimming.
Maybe there was a time jump in this movie that I'm not clear on, but it sounded like it was only over a couple of days.
No, there was it's not clear how long it is, but it is more than a couple days.
Okay.
Maybe like a couple weeks.
Still.
Yeah. So, and we don't see him getting to a point where he would, like, even at the best of times, he has like a tube or water wings or something like that. So this is a big jump.
It doesn't even sound like there was a proper montage.
There was a montage, but it was mostly of Cody being checked out for being a fish.
Yeah, I meant of the swimming.
No, that was sometimes just worked into the montage of the fish thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he frees the mom, cuts like the net, mom swims away, and as he comes up, he's all excited, and he's like, look at me, I'm swimming. And the net starts to go down, and one of the pieces that he cut wraps around his leg and starts to pull him down. Okay. And so Jess is drowning. And Jess drowns.
And he's dead.
Well, I'm technically, because then all of a sudden, Cody dives into the water, and he saves him. But also, his legs have turned into two different flippers. Not mermaid flippers. Like, each one is a flipper. It's weird. It's very weird.
Okay.
Okay. So he saves him, he brings him up, and mom, like, the adoptive parents have come down now with the girlfriend, and so the mom and the girlfriend are giving him the Jess CPR. And nothing's really working. So then Jess is like, hold up. Everyone stand back. And he gives them like little electric shocks.
Yeah. Like everyone knows when you're swimming and you almost drown, you just grab an electric eel and you can use that as a defibrillator anytime.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows that. So he does that. Just so you know, Jess is totally fine in like 5 minutes after this.
Oh, I thought he was just going to die.
Yeah. So, he does that a couple times, and then he's just like, okay, and he makes a joke about Cody's girlfriend kissing him because she was giving him mouth-to-mouth for a while. Yeah. Which is definitely the time and place for that.
Yeah.
So, then Cody is like, hey, that's my mom over there. And this is my other mom. And he says, she wants me to go with her. She's the only one who can, like, teach me about, like, this transitioning thing going on. And then, the two moms just kind of like look at each other for a while, but they don't talk. And then human mom just like not, because first of all, she's like, no way, absolutely not, blah, bitty, blah. And then she just like nods her head and she's like, okay, she loves you and it's not going to be forever. You'll be back before school starts. So apparently now it's also summer, even though they were in classes. I don't know.
Okay.
And I'm like, wait, so the whole thing is like going through puberty, and now he's going through fish puberty, but like, it's gonna be fine by the time school starts. Okay. So he does his goodbyes with everyone, and then he jumps into the water, and then Jess is like, figures, I finally get a friend, and he turns out to be a fish. And they're all like, ah, Jess.
And then the credits roll.
Pretty close. He reunites with his fish mom, his mermaid mom.
Uh-huh.
And they do the hand touchy glowy thing again. And then he jumps out of the water and his like two half tails have merged into one mermaid tail now.
Yeah. Okay. But how is he going back to school on land now?
It's not clear. And neither did you know that mermaids have telepathy?
Well, I guess. I was picking that up because they weren't.
She didn't talk the whole time.
Yeah.
But Jess can talk.
Right.
Because
he was raised by humans.
I guess so. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have many questions.
The very conspicuous thing here, and
besides the Spider-Man thing.
Well, no, that's not conspicuous. The fact that whoever wrote the synopsis talked about talking to fish, and there was no fish talking.
In the montage, when they're doing tests, he talks to one fish.
He talks to one fish.
He's looking at
Was it a red fish or a blue fish?
I think it was a goldfish.
Oh,
okay. But he's Jess has an aquarium, and then he like tells one fish, like he's like, try and talk to these guys.
Yeah.
And so Cody looks at one, he's like, hey, you jump, and then he does. And that is the only talking to fish.
Gotcha.
That
well,
and it's like not even 5 seconds.
It's probably for the best. We don't want any inappropriate relations with octopi.
That's true.
I suppose.
That's true.
I've seen The Boys.
That is also true. But yeah. So I don't know if it's just after he's done figuring this out, he can transition from land to water.
Oh, he's,
Splash.
I also didn't see that, but maybe he needs to go find Ursula and...
Oh, maybe that's where Mom's taking him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Been like, I know you have a voice now. We'll take care of that. Yeah, so anyway...
It's not going to work out so good for you, because you're not a cute little redhead.
Right, and she's 16.
Yeah.
So anyway, this is an hour and 29...
Also animated.
Also animated. An hour and 29 minutes of my life that I will never get back.
That is how that goes. Yeah,
it is one of the movies that happened.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say? It's one of the movies of all time.
Oh, yeah.
It, I like cheesy things. Like, you've had me watch some pretty cheesy ones.
It wasn't, good.
It was just, like, and the fact that I'm, like...
It was, like an old crusty piece of cheese.
Even,
like,
yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, it was not good, Brandon.
Yeah.
You're kind of a jerk.
That's how it goes.
Yeah, well, it's going to be your turn again one day. So just remember everything you do to me.
Nah, you've already done way worse to me. You make me watch trilogies and stuff.
Yeah, but they're good ones. Like, they Zombies are. Is great.
Zombies was okay.
Zombies was great.
Zombies was okay.
Great.
Okay.
And High School Musical is great.
No, High School Musical is awful. I like Zombies more than High School
Zombies
Musical.
Zombies was good, though.
Because, like, Zombies is cheesy. High School Musical is also cheesy, but it pretends that it's not, and it bothers me.
That's why I don't like the later ones as much as the first one, because the first one is, like, so cheesy that it's fine.
Nah.
And then it, like, was taking itself seriously after that.
No. Eh. Anyway.
Okay, so anyway, yeah. Thanks for that.
One of your favorite mermaid movies of all time?
No.
Oh.
I can name many other... there aren't that many mermaid movies out there, but I'm sure they're all better than this one.
Yeah, they probably are.
It wasn't good.
Okay.
And I was like... There were moments where I was like, oh, that's kind of funny.
It would have been better if she was trying to murder the baby at the beginning.
Right? Yeah, and then they saved it, and like, I don't know. Not great. And the fact that I was like, wait, that doesn't even make sense time-wise. Like, when did that... Like, not good cheesy.
Hmm.
Remember the one where, like, the you made me watch one where, like, the rich girls had to go, like, work on a farm? And, work in a plant. And then you made me watch one where it was, like, a really bad hair day. Like, those are all cheesy, ridiculous movies.
Hmm.
But they're, like... Oh, that was cheesy. Whatever. And then there was this one. This is not it.
Yeah, it's just
still not as bad as the Secret of the Magical Gourd, but pretty dang bad.
I'll try to find one.
That's okay.
That's a little worse.
No, it's fine. I'll find another one for you instead.
Hmm.
Any questions about this?
Yeah, what happened to his murdered dad?
They're unclear.
Oh.
Never addressed.
Or maybe it's like spawning, like salmon spawning, and they just kind of like put a cloud into the water, maybe. And you don't know who the dad is.
Could be. That is as logical as any other part of this right now.
Marine biology. We should ask Jess. He's an expert.
Jess would know.
Yeah.
And he even is like, I didn't say I was an expert when Cody keeps asking him questions.
Well, I said he was an expert, so there
Jess might be. The end when he tries to break up the fight at school, that was a funny moment for Jess. Jess was the only, like, decently written character because he's very, like...
That sounds like strong terminology from what I've heard so far.
I said the best one. I didn't say he was a good one.
You said he was the only... strongly written character.
Well, strong is a strong word. He like
well
they're
written character
breaking
like
he's the one who tries to break up the fight between the bully and frenemy and
why?
Cody, and he's like guys because he likes Cody and they're friends at this point.
Yeah, but you gotta go fight,
and that's what everyone else was doing. And he's like, come on guys, you don't fight each other, you fight me. What am I supposed to do between classes if you guys all start picking on each other? Like, what, just like stand here and go to class? Like, come on, what's my purpose? Like, how he was getting. It was funny. Oh. That was it. That was the only moment.
Wow.
Whole movie.
Okay. I am done with the 13th year.
Me too.
Next time it will be the 14th year.
Oh. And he turned into werewolves, like zombies. Yeah. That happened to zombies, yeah. And then aliens.
Ugh.
And vampires, but not vampires.
Right.
So that is our show this week. Thank you, Emil, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. That's also where you can find a link to our social media accounts and our email. You can find Disney A episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms and on our YouTube channel. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you. And if you haven't yet, you should probably do that. If you know someone who might like listening to us, please be sure to recommend Disney A to them. I'm not sure what we're going to talk about next episode. I have two possibilities.
Oh.
Ooh, surprise.
I choose door number two.
We'll chat. Well, it'll be like next one and the one after. I'm just not sure which one we're going to do first.
unless something else comes up.
Unless something else comes up, which is possible. It happens.
It does.
Yeah. So I'm Krista.
I'm Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A.
Is she an Animal Crossing character? You have this picture of me? What the heck?